Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, we want to welcome our audience on TECN-TV. Those of you listening on the Truth Network in Ohio, WRZX 106.5 Dayton, WTOD 106.5 Toledo. Those of you listening across the USA on our affiliates in Dallas, Minneapolis, Phoenix, and Cedar Rapids. Great to have all of you on board. KYAH 540 AM, Delta, Utah. Great to be with the folks in Utah as well. Folks, I want to tell you real quick, if you want to get the podcast about the whole 2 hours, you can pick that up each and every day. Each and every day, you can pick that up. And would encourage you to do that. Go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. In our first hour, Ryan Hartwig, who is the Facebook whistleblower, was on with us. We talked about that, talked about his new book that is out as well. Encourage you to pick that up, Behind the Mask of Facebook, The Danger of Facebook, and What Can You Do to Mitigate That. And then in our last half hour, we had Dr. Brian Dimitrovic. And Dr. Brian is the author. He is also a professor at Sam Houston University, has a PhD, and he is the author of Iconoclasts, The Rebels Who Sparked the Supply-Side Revolution and Restored American Prosperity. We broke down what is supply-side economics and the slur. When you hear trickle-down economics, that's a slur. That's not what it is. And we broke that down. We talked about how that came from the 1930s, in fact. It's a 90-year-old slur. Went through all that history, so be sure and check that out. Very pleased to welcome to the program my next guest, Dr. Tom Barrett. Be sure and get connected at chosengold.com, chosengold.com. If you get signed up over there, if you fill out the form, that's the proper term, fill out the form at chosengold.com, and you will get a whole lot of information that is going to really help you to understand the gold market, what investment grade gold is, and where you need to be relative to that. If you've been listening to the program, we talked about investing in the currency market, Bitcoin in particular, and the benefits of that as a percentage. But another percentage of where you really need to put your money is in investment grade gold, and you can find out all about that at chosengold.com. Dr. Tom, welcome. What do we got today? What do you want to talk about today?
I want to talk about the only money God ever made.
Hang on a minute. It's coming to me. It might be. Wait! It's a mineral. It's shiny and it's kind of yellow in color. I think it's gold. I think you want to talk about gold today.
Ding 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 ding.
Oh man! Yep. Look at that! I'm the winner! Yay! Good for me. How about that? All right, I'm feeling good now. So talk to us. What do you want to tell us about gold?
Well, we don't need to do it now, because you already gave the answer.
Oh, well, okay. Well, we'll take a little break, and we'll be back, folks, right after this. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's always fun to do shows with you. Thanks. I do a lot of radio shows, but I think you're the most fun, you know. Anyway, just a little comment on what you said about trickle-down economics being a slur.
Yes.
Now, mostly only economic geeks like me and your previous guests, you know, would really care about something like that, but that's the equivalent in economics of calling someone a racist, you know?
Yeah.
Sort of a combination between being evil and stupid. And they always talk about how gold doesn't produce interest. Well, you know, when you buy a stock, it doesn't produce interest unless you buy a dividend stock, which most people don't. When you buy land, it doesn't produce interest. Most investments don't produce interest. Then they say that gold is a barbaric relic. It's barbaric because it's been used since the beginning of recorded time. So anything that's old is bad. So that's sort of ageist, right? And but the thing is that gold has been the only real money for 6,000 years. Everything else has been experiments. And like the paper money we have now, forget about it. I mean, the average lifespan of a paper money has been 27 years throughout the last 6,000 years. So it's only money because the government says so. I'm reading a great book right now by Rickards called The New Great Depression. And he makes the point that I often make, that what we call fiat money, a fiat is an order from the government, right? And so usually it would be the king or the monarch or whatever that would issue this fiat, and everybody has to bow down and obey. So it makes as much sense for us to consider Federal Reserve notes as money as if the government were to declare tomorrow that gravel is money, right? If they say it's money. I know it's funny, but it's also kind of sad.
Right, no, yeah, yeah. Government declares what money is and ultimately, you know, what its value is.
Exactly. And they've done a great job of devaluing our money. You know, people ask me, well, why would they do that? You know, why would our own elected officials want to destroy our economy? It's because most of them are globalists. And they believe that there is only one government and we should just suck it up and become part of this world government, because we will be the last holdout, right? A lot of other countries will join in. But what makes, there's two things that make a sovereign country a country. One is borders, so we know where that country is. And the other is their sovereignty over their money. That's why the results from the European Union have been so horrific, because the countries that gave up their money and became part of the euro gave up most of their sovereignty. England and three others refused to do that. England kept the pound. And because of that, it was easier for them to get out. But these people don't believe that we should be sovereign. They don't believe that we are an exceptional nation. We are exceptional because of several things. One, because God had a big part. The Bible had a big part in the creation of our founding document, the Constitution. Another reason is that God has used us to be a blessing to the whole world. I mean, he was always the first one to jump in when there's a disaster anywhere in the world. It's the U.S. When the British lost their place as the primary currency of the world, and we took it over, from that point on, we were the major country in the world that sent out missionaries. It used to be England. Now, just a tiny percentage of people in Europe and in England are even Christians, much less sending out missionaries. And then there's the fact that every constitution in the world talks about money and how it should be used and all that, but none of them define money. Ours is the only one, and it defines money as gold and silver. And God says the same thing in the first book of the Bible, Genesis 2:10. He talks about a river named Sion, and he said, which encompasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. So the first mention of gold in the Bible is God saying it's good. Why? Because he made it. He created it so that we would have solid, sound economies that could be manipulated by the politicians and the bankers. Anything that people can just create at will. Like, again, if the government says that marbles are money, then you would have to accept marbles at your store. And if you had an Aggie, maybe that's worth $100, you know. And, you know, the different kinds of marbles and so on would be different kinds of money. The whole concept is ridiculous. Where does money come from? It doesn't
it's
just...
It's printed off of a printing press.
Yeah.
I mean, right? So, I mean, the way that they're devaluing the dollar is by printing more of it. That's what they do. When they pass these gigantic budgets and there's this quote-unquote debt, well, it's a debt to themselves, really, is what it is, because the Federal Reserve is a farce. It's a foreign-owned entity, and it is a farce. And the President of the United States could cancel that debt tomorrow. Because it's a promise from the government to pay this private entity, and all the government has to do is we get a guy in there that says, "What are you nuts? I'm tired of our people being slaves to the Federal Reserve. We're done. We're not. We're cutting you off." And he erases the debt, and it's gone. It's over. It's gone.
Amen. Preach it, brother.
But nobody
there's
has...
only two things that Constitution says about money, okay? It says that it's gold and silver, and that only Congress can coin it. You can't coin paper money. So basically it's saying that money is gold and silver coin, and that only Congress can emit it. Congress doesn't have the authority to subcontract that ability to a private company, as you probably observed, private banks, and let them control the issue of our money. If that's happened, the dollar's lost 96.3% of its value.
All right, we'll be back with more. ChosenGold.com, by the way, if you want to really get all this information delivered to you, Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to ChosenGenerationRadio.com. No, it's not .com. That would be the website. We're not the website, are we, Dr. Tom? Welcome back to the live version of Chosen Generation Radio. Oh man, Dr. Tom, this is good stuff. This is just really good stuff to understand. Go ahead, please. I know you've got some more you want to drop on us before you have to run away. So, by all means, drop.
Well, let me just mention a couple of things about coins.
Yeah,
because you know coins are real money. I often say, if you can't hold it, you don't own it. I have in my possession a 6,000-year-old coin it was made in Lydia, which is, you know, was a king of Asia Minor. And it's just a beautiful coin. And it's the oldest coin in the world, 6,000 years old. So a lot of people like to have biblical coins. And there's lots of coins from the biblical era and so on. But watch out when these telemarketers, if you get on a list that lets them know that you're a Christian and that you're interested in investing, you'll get people calling you up and saying, well, you know, we've got the Jesus coin. You should buy this. There is no such thing. There are more than 30 telemarketers out there that are pushing 30 different coins that they claim are the Jesus coin. But there's no such thing. There are coins that were circulated at the time of Christ, and they're very interesting, and many of them can be very valuable. But the record of history is actually incomplete without coins. There are whole gaps in our written history, and the only thing we know is that there was this monarch, and then 150 years later, there's this other one. Well, what happened in between? It's when they find the coins, they fill in those pieces of history. Because remember, we didn't always have, you know, printed materials and radio and the internet, and Al Gore only invented the internet just a short time ago. So the coins were actually the way they communicated with the people. But beyond their historical interest and their artistic interest, I mean, the things that I study the most, besides the Bible, are economics, history, and art. And all of those are embodied in having the right kind of gold coins, Pastor Ray was just mentioning, investment-grade coins. And if you have those, then they're the most profitable and the least risky way to invest. I'm not talking about gold bullion. That's the number you see on TV. That's just a reference number. Bullion is great. It will protect you, as the 10-10-10 Financial Survival Plan tells you. If you go to the chosengold.com, you can request the Gold Education Starter Package, and that's the key point in there. You need to have gold bullion for protection. But if you want to do what the Parable of Talents tells us to do, which is grow the assets God has given you for his kingdom, then you need to have investment-grade gold. There's two imperatives there. One is safety. God expects us to be wise and keep whatever he's given us safe. Well, there's nothing safer than gold. For 3,000 years, gold has never lost its value. You can't say that about any other asset class. But you don't want just safety. You want to make a nice return so that you can use that to help grow the kingdom of God. So contact us if you'd like to talk to me. My telephone number is 561-753-5998. 561-753-5998. Or just go to the website, chosengold.com. God bless you.
And when you make that phone call, be sure and mention Pastor Greg, Pastor Greg, and there'll be a donation that'll be made to our ministry here.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Feeds Jerky at PistolFeedsJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolFeedsJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolFeedsJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.